18 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. It is Thursday, August the 18th, 2022. My name is Enoh Gbevire. How are you? So good news. The Nigeria Electricity Employees, NUE, they have called off their strike. And what it means is that there's going to be power today. Yeah. Electricity workers called off their strike. They went on strike yesterday, shut down the national grid. Most parts of Nigeria were in total darkness. But they had a meeting with the federal government. That's been sorted. And we hope to see that power has been restored in your area this morning. But there's something we'll talk about today, and youth empowerment. Many times you hear youth empowerment. There's also some other thing they call a stomach infrastructure. I'm not sure how far that goes when it comes to youth empowerment, but several things have been happening. And last week was International Youth Day. We're talking this morning. Kio Baba joins me in the studio this morning. He's a comedian and also a change agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
You work with a lot of young people. When they hear empowerment, what do they say come to mind?
I think when people hear empowerment, they give us 1,000, give us 2,000.
Money.
Money.
Physical cash.
That's what they're looking at. They want to. Some politicians made it so when they move around, they carry 50,000 and give to 10 persons.
Share.
We've empowered them. It's just the same thing with the government's trader money. I was questioning the idea sometime. You're giving a trader 10,000 naira or 5,000 naira, and then you see them say we spend billions of naira.
Yeah, cumulatively.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it's funny because at the end of the day, that's just like, that's for just 2 square meal. Let me make it big, 2 square meal. And that's not empowerment for me. I don't see it as an empowerment because even when you give some persons 100,000 naira, you still need to do much more to turn that to empowerment. It's just like you're doing charity. When I do charity, I know it's charity. When I do empowerment, I know it's empowerment. Empowerment should be much more than carry money, give somebody. My friend, we have a conversation sometime. Because I'm a comedian, sometimes we just sit down and talk, we are laughing. And he said the money that they give to the prostitutes and to hookup girls is empowerment money. And if empowerment is just about giving penny to people, that means they've been empowering these girls and they're still there at that level.
Okay, so for you, empowerment would mean that there will be some result, visible result, which moves a person from where they are to where they should be going, which is independence, financial independence.
Yeah. For me, I think empowerment is about building capacity. You build capacity, the capacity to be enterprising, the capacity to become industrious, the capacity to become very commercial. That's what we're doing. You give people skill, you give people knowledge, you give people capital, no doubt. When before money comes in, the present government is not doing as much, but I can go way back when Odili was governor. They used to do skills acquisition. They would gather people for weeks or months. They would train them in a particular field, whether it's sewing, plumbing, welding. And so when they finish that acquisition program, what happens is that they will give them tools. They give them equipment, instrumentation, and everything they need. For me, it was better. I have a friend, T. Date, is a plumber.
Okay, that's one person. Mm. But we hear, maybe not during Dr. Peter Odili's time in office, but we hear that these things happen, and where they are giving out those tools, people are right there selling it. People are buying it. Yes. What is that about?
There's a problem with how the mindset, we don't also do that. I've also approached some agencies when they do training, and I will tell them, we need to work on these people's minds. Some people just feel that, I was forced to be here. I know if you do this thing, they are still seeing it like, how can you tell me to be doing this work? They don't want to work. So we need to do this. Every time you gather young people, every time you bring people together and then you want to empower them, you want to equip them with skill, you must work on their mindset, be able to make them become interested, see a picture that there is a future in this thing. No, we don't do that. So they just gather people. there's a local government, I don't want to call, okay, let me call, because they're saying they need a grant for call. Okay, Faga and Obiapo local government chairman, kudos to them, they've been doing some training programs. And then I noticed that some of the boys too have been attending the program are not punctual, but some are very committed. But I mean very committed. So what's the difference? The difference is the ones that are punctual and very committed, they are seeing a future in it. They are already saying, I will feed dog. When I finish, I will start operating crane. Then the ones that are just going, if they finish, and then no matter what you give to them, they will sell it.
Okay, so does that not take us back to the beginning, how the selection is made? Because if we have a class, we've got 30 people, 15 are there all the time. They're showing up, they're committed, and then maybe 10 are just coming because maybe their godfather has warned them. If you don't show up, I've been trying to, okay, let's go back to the first. I've been giving you money. I've been empowering you.
Empowering you.
Now, they're learning this thing. And I'm saying that you should go because I think it's something you could learn from and become independent with. Mm-hmm. Go for this thing. So those 10 are showing up only because someone has warned and threatened them.
Mm.
So shouldn't it start from the selection process? So that we don't have people who have no business being in those places. Because for every one person that is there, you're taking away another person's chance.
Yes, you've taken away another person's chance. And just exactly what you said. Some people also go because I've seen this one too. Because I had a live for deal before. They were giving a 1,000
naira. Stipend.
Yes, every time. So some people were attending the class
just
for that
1,000. Just to collect
1,
that money.
So they go late and then at the end of the class, they will take the lunch, take the 1,000 naira on them. And the selection process is a problem. Most times, when they say the government wants to do this, this company wants to do this, this man wants to do this, what you see that will happen, it happens to me, I experience it. When I do my youth convention, I talk to companies to help me pick 3-5 persons. So most times you will see my friends, they're already doing it now. They tell me, say, this year, get one of my neighbor, I want making it there. When I ask them, what do you want to learn? I don't know anything, we're just there available. It's like that. There are people who are trying to do, Igbo people will call it IM.
What's
IM? They say, Imam Madu, like my man, no man.
Okay.
Yes. So there are also some people who are coming there because of the tippings they will get. There are people who are coming there because somebody who had the opportunity to make referrals, to recommend, was close to them. So the person said, oh, yeah, go. They just had to leave their house. There are even those who go there to charge phone. There are those who go there to look for peeps.
In this economy where people are saying we don't have a chance to learn, there's no money, you have this chance, and this is it?
Yeah. So the most times the selection process is political rise. It's like so obvious that you see that one politician is in charge and you want people from your constituency to be involved, so you just pick them at random. They sometimes they do it and they say every ward bring this number of persons, and the ward chairman or the councillor whosoever is in charge has this set of friends, so we'll just put their name. They are not interested, we'll just put their name. They show up the first day, they show up the second day, and
fall off the wayside.
Yes, they fall off the wayside. So it's a major concern the way it's selected. If it's done like there's this opportunity for people in Rumokuru, people in Rumokuta, if you need this opportunity, in one page, handwritten, apply for this opportunity. Tell us why you want to be a crane operator.
Okay, so I'm laughing, right? You know I'm laughing. So the 5,000 jobs that River State Government advertised, was it December the other year? I was at the Secretariat, and I saw people who were there, they didn't even know what they were there for. They had documents, maybe some sort of I went to school. So someone would stand like this, you know, bend over, someone would have a paper and they're writing, they're copying from someone else's sheets. So which one are you applying for? What should I write? No clue. And these will also be graduates seeking for a job.
And most of the jobs, they were supposed to be teachers.
So I'm starting to wonder if we have this kind of lopsided arrangement where you say, okay, open it to everybody or write, like you said, so people will get people to write for them.
And I know that this is what I do. When I do my convention and companies give me opportunity, I know the last time when I had my convention, we mentioned it on air, I had some persons call me, I can train this. Somebody said I can train people in photography. Somebody said I can train some person in cinematography. I asked people to apply. So then I hold interviews with people on different sections. I talk to people. At some point, I just gather them to talk to them one after the other, ask questions and try.
So you do some kind of pre-interview?
Yes, pre-interview. From talking to you, I will know whether you're serious or not. If you tell me you want to do fashion, and then I'm asking you, why do you want to be a fashion designer? I like looking good. I just know that you're not serious.
You're a stylist.
Yeah, you're a stylist. You just, but if you sound different, if you say you are somebody who like fashion and you know that you can make a difference, you can make money, and then you can, anyhow you sound, don't tell me you like looking good.
All right. Kilva is my guest. We're talking youth empowerment. You can join the conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, WhatsApp as well. But the commercial has to play shortly. My name is Enoch Beverly. Just stay tuned. Good morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Before 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining the region's biggest conversation. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. We're talking youth empowerment, enough being done. And what has been done? Is it effective? My guest is social change advocate, Kill Baba, and a comedian of the Federal Republic. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you don't want to mention that past, Kill Baba, your personal person. All those parts. You don't, you're hiding those parts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So for those who may not know, over the years, we've had several empowerment programs in Nigeria. The Empower Youth Enterprise with Innovation in Nigeria, UWIN. There's a Tony Elumelu Foundation Entrepreneurship Program. There's a Youth Empowering People, YEP. There's a Graduate Internship Scheme, GIS. There's Africa Youth Empowerment Nigeria, AN. There's Trader Money. There's Youth Initiative for Sustainable Agriculture in Nigeria, YISA. Presidential Youth Entrepreneurship Support, PES. Youth Empowerment and Development Initiative, YEDI. And in all of this, we still have millions of Nigerians jobless, no skill, and many of them are just drifting, basically. And in some states, we've had state governments also try to, you know, put some things together. Companies have done theirs. People coming, they learn. Some don't learn. They collect the materials. Some sell. A few go back, and they do something with it. So the key question is it effective? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We're talking about the selection process, and Gateway, Kelechi from Gateway Port Hackett says, it's pretty cool, because Kiba was saying people should send in maybe write applications, and from there the screening will begin. And Kelechi says, let them write, let them copy. The interview will screen them out. I've been to an interview. I think that was one of my first radio interviews. And they told us, record your voice and send. So when we got there, they said, take a script and read. And I was wondering, but we already did that. And they said, you will be shocked. A lot of people sent in other people's voices. Radio that you cannot hide.
You cannot hide. You cannot.
I was in shock.
No, Nigerians are capable of so many things. We don't want to use everything. So many things. So many things.
Oh my goodness. By the way, Kilva is putting up something, but I would also like to ask, this is not the first time you're doing this. How do you measure success? How do you measure that this is working? How do you measure effectiveness?
Okay. This is what we do. I started the youth convention 4 years ago. I've missed 1 year because of COVID. Why did I do this? We're just sitting there, International Youth Day, myself and some persons were talking. I said, this government, why when we get to International Youth Day, they don't give us big conference, invite Fela, invite some of the big people, put us in for some hours, talk to young people. And my friends said, yeah, they do, Shad. We'll just bring some NGOs and we'll just gather read paper, two things, then they will chop, go. I have attended one in those days like that. We're just talking. And I said, I can do this thing, I'll do this thing. So I started Cuba by Youth Convention.
That's how he does things. He'll just say it and then so, he makes it happen.
It's not as if I didn't even forget when it was getting close to June, July. I now remember that I had that conversation. So I went straight and I started planning for the Youth Convention. And I call some of my people that have the capacity. I call you, I call the rest, and we sat down, talked to people. But the beauty of it is, in the convention, I beg companies to help me pick people to train. So in last year, I scored low in that part, despite all my interview. 40 Entertainment took three people for sound engineering training. And from the three people, one fell off first. One later called me up and said he just got a job in UU. And I was saying, this is an opportunity that people were looking for. Mm-hmm. And he left for his job. And one was working 6 months after. They were telling me he comes when he likes, yeah, like we're saying. I got House of Boat trained. Asked five people to be trained.
For fashion designing.
For fashion designing. I got five applications. I talked to them, I picked only three. Like I was saying, when you talk to people, you will hear who is serious, who is not serious.
Mm.
And I picked only three. When I picked only three, three of them started doing very well. Reports was going well. Okay, towards the end, a girl, because of her schools, and she was doing clearance to go for what she was not. But before she left, I was told she can sew very well. Now, two of them finished the class, graduated, and they are working on their own.
Fantastic.
Yes, that's what House of Boat did. BDS took two, and out of the two, one finished. The other one stopped and said he lost his mom. And I asked him, you lost your mom, and that's why you should stop. You should just go do your burial. And after the burial, that's enough reasons why you should. Because the mom, I was the one giving him transport. That's funny. When If he needs transport, my transport don't finish this time, I'll send.
So it's not even arranging the training to facilitate their movement for some.
I have friends also in tech, have us do the same thing. Dapa Solomon took people on forest training as well. All of this. So I look at it and I said, the beauty is during the convention, we talk to people, we get people come speak to them. But the unique thing about the convention is that I have companies who say, I have skilled men, women who say, send me 5 persons, I will train them for 6 months. Signatory Stitches has sent a message, give me 5 girls, I will train them for 6 months.
Okay, so it's not just about the getting the people to train, to come on board. You also have people that take them off you and see that they learn a thing. So at that point, it's no longer on your hands, off your hands. So this is the opportunity. You say you want it, right? Take it and go. So at that point, is you giving them back the responsibility of following through what they say they wanted to do?
Because everybody wants to be big. Everybody wants to be rich. We want progress without process. That's my biggest concern. I've had people come to me and say, Baba, the way you did for comedy, I wish I would be like, I say, you can't wish it. You work it.
You work it.
Yes.
Work
like,
it.
Presently, I have a roadmap. I want to try as much as possible to duplicate and do the things Basket Mouth is doing. Tour the Europe, create silicons, create series on TVs, create content that can go on the streaming platform. That's what I want to create for myself. I've been studying, I've been working on that. Now, I cannot wish to achieve that kind of Basket Mouth level of success. I have to plan, I have to work it, get workforce, get partners, and
pay money.
So a lot of people need to understand this thing as well. This year, my convention, I'm bringing some of the biggest. I went somewhere and Dumo Lubricks was sharing his story. And I was impressed because I noticed that he was not born with a silver spoon from this story. And all this while, we have been looking at one silver spoon boy.
So yeah, because you met him after the spoon had become silver.
Yeah, the spoon don't become silver. So I was bold enough to tell him that, sir, you speak in my convention. I'm always bold to say, you speak in my convention. And we had that conversation.
Yeah. Who else is there?
Yes. And Jeff Carr, Abiona is there. Abiona is like one of the biggest peak performers and business consultant in Africa, like one of the biggest. He has spoken to World Bank, UN, some of the multinationals without calling the companies. Yes, and he's in town.
Okay.
And I'm happy he will be speaking tomorrow.
Who else?
Yes. Victor Fengese is also going to be speaking. He's a businessman, he's a politician. It's even beautiful that I have Victor's a gubernatorial candidate, Dumo is a gubernatorial candidate on two different platforms. He's coming to speak tomorrow. My pastor, everybody knows Pastor Larry Oluse, but the beauty about Pastor Larry is he's not the normal, regular pastor. He understands business, especially the creative industry. He understands how to maximize the creative economy, and that's a plus for me.
And?
And also, Uche Anoche, if you attended Making Nigeria Conference, he's a convener, he's also the CEO, Marketplace Apostle, and he's a seasoned business consultant. You'll be speaking on Saturday. All of these persons are speaking. I'm not paying anybody, Jack. That's the beauty of it. In fact, more than I don't go and pay me for the
idea. The last time we spoke about something like this, I said you have a certain grace. What was it I said? You have a certain grace.
No, but I have that grace.
You do, I know.
Yes, I have that grace. I wanted the CEO of Gemini to speak, but her schedule is very tight. So I was telling somebody, if I want to twist that schedule, I would twist that schedule.
Should we try it?
So my friend said, I say no. I'll just walk up to Jevinik and I say, ma, there is, because if you check down my list, she was the female speaker that was, she and Priye from Sunview.
Okay.
Are the ladies that were supposed to be on that list. So President Lagos, she's trying to rush back. If she comes, she's still going to speak. But what she's doing is a real life success story. That's the same thing my friend Mayor of Housing will be doing.
Mm.
I want young people who are successful to tell their story.
All right.
I told Jojo's touch to tell us, but Jojo don't go carry Belle for our band.
Someone is calling. Let's take this call. We are Nigerian for. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, you're Nigerian for.
Hello.
Okay. Must be the network. So you're having your own, you call it the biggest socio-economic youth conference. Okay, you took away the word empowerment. And the theme is away from poverty. Why did you choose that theme?
I don't want to sound like Peter Obi. I would have said, this is a percentage of this are poor, this is it. But let me leave that. I think what's one of the biggest things facing us as young people is poverty. Every time I open, I avoid my Facebook. Yes, I avoid it. It sounds as if I'm exaggerating if I tell somebody that in a week I have a minimum of 10 people saying, please, I want. And when things are tight for me, so I had to tell my people, I won't be entering this place. When you enter, you know what to answer people. People are like down, a lot of people are pressed. Their hardship, the grip of poverty is so strong that you look around and then you ask yourself, why is it so? The government has a role to play. We've been saying it, and at some point people were thinking that some of us who are entertainers, we are activists. We are not activists. We are just worried because we are closer to the public than the politicians.
And if they don't do what they're supposed to do, you get to pay.
Yeah, you get to pay. You can't go for an event without, immediately you enter the event center.
They start to check.
Yes, they just start to check you. If I enter an event center in Port Harcourt, every day I go for an event, I know I must carry my 2,000 to 3,000 naira loyalty allowance just to make the boys feel good. And you see the boys standing there begging and everything. The poverty is so much.
Mm.
So the effect is this. Because the people are poor, they are vulnerable to all kinds of things. Stealing has increased, fraud has increased, prostitution has increased. See how our government is handling the case of prostitution. They are seeing it as girls who, they are seeing it as women of low virtue. They just want to enjoy themselves. No, it's way beyond that. I've helped about 4 young girls off the street from prostitution. I can tell you that their case was not a case of I'm a wayward child. It was a case of I'm stranded. Ooh, help me pay the school fees.
They and the men don't want to pay without,
yes, the men
without you settling them.
You know, I'm a church boy. Sorry, I apologize ahead of time to say this. A girl one time said she was begging for assistance in her church, and all the churchmen she was talking to was, okay, I'll see what I can do. You come and see me. The next day, you see someone call you, you know this hotel? I hope you are matured enough, I hope you can keep secret. You know that you can use what you have to get what you want. So it's not just a case whether it's on the street, whether it's on the men are just taking advantage of the girls most times. So you see some of them just say it's the same thing.
Okay,
if it's like this, might go like this, so we won't get them fast.
Okay. This one reads, Ibiso says, most of the youths, the different occasions called the perfect in all of them, and they'll see the material given to them today. Score for Youth Department Program. You see them there, and they will do nothing with it, and the selection process is biased.
Yes.
Okay. Says, Kiba, about 10,000, 5,000, 10,000 can start something. I started my business with 160 naira. I have a professional photographer. He... Something on the mindset.
Yes, 10,000 can start something. I'm not disputing that fact. But how many people and how many people have the mindset, the ideas to manage 10,000? My younger brother.
That's even the issue. The management. Yes. Not just about the money.
Everybody knows DJ Kledge Chris. He's my immediate younger brother. My brother has a big photo studio. My brother started that business. My mom gave him small money. It was very small. Then he bought a camera with it. Today, that business is worth millions of naira. I'm not even sure it was up to 10,000, what my mom gave him way back. He managed it. So everybody can start something. But look at the reality.
Everybody doesn't have the capacity to start.
Yes, everybody with 10,000.
People cannot even manage. And then you're hungry. So you give the person 10,000 and they're very, very hungry. So they will eat first.
Yes, they will eat first.
So the money becomes maybe 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start to do whatever business and they still need to eat. And some that have many mouths to feed.
Like somebody like me now that I have a lot of responsibility and understanding. Even if you give me 10 million, before I pay debt and handle responsibility, that's my
level.
Yeah, minus 2 million.
Not minus 2 million.
Minus 4 million, yeah. But this is the truth. Okay, now, on Saturday, we are giving somebody 100,000 now. Yes, from my convention. We're giving somebody 100,000 now. We don't want to announce the pitch on Facebook. If you tell them pitch on Facebook, we are going to have too many
pitches.
Yes, that will be confused and start reading. I don't have that power. But even at that, 100,000 sounds better than 10,000. It's still small.
It's more, you know.
It's still small, but it sounds better than.
Okay. So you're doing it tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday?
Yeah.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. People are going to sit for learning, right?
We are giving free lunch at the break time. So free lunch. Everything for the conference now free.
Mm.
Yes, you register for free. If you go to my wall on Facebook, so you will see the registration link. On Twitter, the same thing you will see. It's free registration. The conference materials free.
And who's paying?
You don't see me finished now.
Okay. All right. We're going to stop here. Thank you very much, Kiobaba. It's the Away From Poverty the biggest socio-economic youth conference happening in Port Harcourt this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. To 5 p.m. daily at the Jevnik Auditorium, Tumbia Street, opposite Genesis Cinema, JRA, Port Harcourt. Thank you, Kibaba, for your time. And I hope that after this time, we would see more results and, of course, a stricter measure of the success that comes out of this.
Yes, we pray so.
All right. My name is Enoch Bevere. Thank you for your time and keep listening to 92.3 Nigerian Info. Good morning.